Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Well, we have the headline today saying that the White House is perhaps willing to accept cuts to Medicare in exchange for Republican deals on the debt ceiling debate. And there have been a ton of states that, because they're deeply into the red, have already started cutting back heavily on their Medicaid programs over which they have control. And there's been a longstanding question going around in terms of insuring people, those who are older, those who are underneath the poverty line, whether it's worth it, whether it's valuable to a society to give insurance to people who can't afford it for themselves. And finally, it appears we have a somewhat definitive answer. A new study is out today in the National Bureau of Economic Research, and it shows that people on Medicaid see doctors more regularly. That's not surprising. But they're also more financially stable and less depressed than the uninsured. That may seem a little bit obvious, but the fact is we've never really been able to answer this question before. Catherine Baker joins us now, co-author of the study and professor of health economics at Harvard School of Public Health. And Catherine, the reason we haven't really been able to answer it before is because of the way these studies have to be done. It's been impossible to really control for the differences between the uninsured and the insured before now, right?
That's right. Normally, if you just compared the insured and the uninsured, you wouldn't be able to tell what insurance itself was doing because there's so many things that are different about the insured than the uninsured. The uninsured might have different income or different initial health or different education, and those things also affect people's health. So if you just compared their health outcomes, you might think insurance was bad for your health because unhealthy people may be more likely to obtain insurance in the first place. So you really have to find a strategy to isolate the effect of insurance and say what insurance is doing, not those other factors.
And here comes this amazing opportunity, which is actually a relatively negative thing in that Oregon wanted to add some people to its Medicaid program, but they couldn't afford to add a bunch of them. Well, they could only afford to add 10,000. 90,000 of people applied for a lottery there to be randomly chosen for Medicaid coverage. They could only cover 10,000, and that gave you a huge pool of people who were chosen randomly so you could study those who got the insurance and those who didn't.
Exactly. You don't normally have the opportunity to do a randomized controlled trial for big policy questions like what's the effect of insurance or what's the effect of education. You don't get to randomize kids into going to school or not going to school. And so you can't provide the kind of gold standard scientific evidence you'd expect from a normal medical trial. But here, the state had to do that because of policy constraints. They only had enough funding for 10,000 new enrollees, and it seemed most fair to draw straws from the people who were on the list. And that's unfortunate for the other people who are on the list, but at least we could take advantage of the opportunity to then learn once and for all what that coverage was getting for people.
Okay, and it settled this question. For a long time, there's been an argument that maybe it's not worth it to cover the uninsured, that we already have a safety net. There's emergency rooms. There's charity care. You can go to the doctor and maybe not pay. But this study says otherwise. What did you find out?
We found that the uninsured ended up being able to consume much more health care once they got insured, and that was doctor's office visits, hospitalizations, especially preventive care. You mentioned mammograms, cholesterol screening. Those increases in care translated to big increases in self-reported health. People told us they were much more likely to be in excellent or very good health, that they were much more likely to have better health than they did 6 months ago, not worse health than they did 6 months ago, much less likely to be depressed. And one thing that you mentioned that doesn't get as much attention in the debate is that it provides incredible financial protection for people. Health insurance isn't just about getting access to health care. It's also about avoiding financial ruin. And the people who gained insurance were much less likely to have to borrow money or stop paying their bills or have bad medical debt that got sent to collections. That's a really good outcome for the people who got insurance not to have bills sent to collections, but it's also really good for the providers who are then much more likely to have their bills paid.
So, Professor Baker at Harvard School of Public Health, you know, I hate to be annoying here, but I do love science and I love this result, but it seems to me there's some social Darwinism here in the sense that your opportunity to get this window came from an inability of Oregon to expand its program really to all people. And so I'm wondering where this information and this insight is going to be applied, since because we're spending billions on Medicaid, there already is a consensus over you know, insuring the poor being a good idea. Where does this information go from here?
I don't think there is such a good consensus on what you're actually getting for the dollars that you spend on Medicaid. And without that information, it's very hard to decide future Medicaid policy. And we know that that policy hangs in the balance. There are a lot of options about how states and the federal governments might work to get Medicaid spending under control and might change policy to try to get the federal deficit under control. And if you don't know what your program is actually doing for your enrollees, it's very difficult to make a good decision.
All right. So we're speaking with Catherine Baker, professor of health economics at Harvard School of Public Health. She's co-author of this new study out from the National Bureau of Economic Research that shows, among other things, have you heard, that people who have Medicaid see doctors more regularly. Again, that's not surprising, but they're more financially stable. And this actually could work its way into the debate right now over how states are choosing to spend their Medicaid dollars. In as we've seen, Catherine, and you've seen the reports as well, states all across the nation are trying to deal with deficits by slashing healthcare programs. And what your study says is that actually covering people in your state could help the state be more stable. Is that accurate?
Well, I want to be clear that you spend more money when you cover people in Medicaid. Not only do they consume more health care in our study, but also then the program has to pick up the tab for all of the health care that they're consuming, whereas before, a lot of it was funded by charity care, clinics, out-of-pocket spending, borrowing, and the like. So it's not that you're getting all of these health and financial benefits for free. They come with the price tag of covering people in Medicaid, and that's a question for public policy, weighing those costs against those benefits. But from our study, I think policymakers have a much better sense of what the costs are and what the benefits are.
Although we can't really put a financial price tag on what you're talking about as more financial stability on Medicaid recipients.
Oh, economists will put a price tag on anything.
Catherine Baker, professor of health economics at Harvard School of Public Health, co-author of this new study out that looks at the effects of Medicaid on the uninsured. Catherine, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
If you have a comment to make about whether or not universal health care perhaps might be worth the cost, give us a call at 877-8-MYTAKE. You can post your comment at thetakeaway.org.